This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The Securities and Exchange Commission is spending a lot of time these days thinking about and worrying about crypto. How exactly to regulate this new kind of money? That's money loosely defined, because what exactly cryptocurrencies are right now, relatively early in their development, is still a little bit up in the air. But my point is that this week, the SEC announced it's not quite ready to decide whether to approve a pair of proposed spot Bitcoin ETFs. Scraping away the lingo there, those are funds that track the value of Bitcoin that can be bought and sold on a traditional exchange, just like stocks. And here's the issue for the SEC, whether it needs new rules tailor-made for crypto, or if it can get by sticking with regulations already on the books. Marketplace's Lily Jamali is on crypto today.
There are now thousands of cryptocurrencies and a whole ecosystem of companies that support everything from mining them to trading them. Chris McNamara is a lawyer at Barton LLP.
This has become readily accessible to basically every American.
Which explains the growing concern about fraud. The SEC oversees securities like stocks and mutual funds where buyers hold a stake. McNamara says Bitcoin and Ethereum have graduated beyond that to true currency status in the eyes of the SEC.
Even a Bitcoin, for instance, you could use it to go buy a Tesla, right? But with some of these other products, you can't necessarily use those investments, just like you couldn't use a mutual fund to go buy a car, right?
To determine if something is a security or a commodity, the SEC relies on a legal principle from the 40s, the Howey test, which has four criteria, says Lee Reiners, executive director of the Global Financial Market Center at Duke Law.
Is it an investment of money in a common enterprise with a reasonable expectation of profit, and that profit is derived from the efforts of others?
It's that last half that presents the critical test. Bottom line, if the SEC thinks there's a key group of people making things run, it's a security, which requires a lot more disclosure about risks. Reiners says for now that 1940s-era test is working as the SEC tries to keep crypto in check. But George Mason Law's J.W. Verrett says the industry deserves more specific guidelines.
And I think that if you meet crypto lawyers halfway, they'd be willing to help the SEC design something new.
So there's more clarity about which digital assets are considered securities. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.